there was a dedicated funding source to be able to do this project anytime soon. And so it took a lot of work on the county's behalf to get that done. Also, this is the last one of the low water crossings to be replaced with BRO dollars that was able to be allowed in the nation. They've since changed the rules, but due to the, pushing by the commission and Devin and, elected representatives that they know and call, this one is still on track, whereas other ones were said, no, you can't do those anymore. So it's been a long time in the making and a lot of hard work, by the commission and by Devin, but, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and we appreciate everybody's patience as we were, working behind the scenes just to get the federal funding and over $1 million coming from outside of the county to pay for this. So. That's all I have. Sheila, do you have any other questions?
All right, then we'll move on down the agenda. Taney County Road Standards 2020, number 20-020, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated December 17th, 2020, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott.
I've distributed a copy, most up-to-date copy. I apologize. Last week, one of our representatives from Great River was here, Shannon Shank. I had a funeral to be at, so I apologize. I was out of town. Based upon the discussion between Travis, Shannon, Devin, and the commission last week with some questions, we made a couple refinements, and I handed out a copy of an executive summary that highlights those changes in the last week in red ink on that. Commissioner Wyatt, I did not realize you were going to be out, or I would have emailed you a copy. I don't know if you've got a copy or not in front of you. And then I brought some copies of the overall road standards. I'd be glad to try to answer any questions. It's a pretty thick document, so I may not know everything off the top of my head.
I have a copy from last week that I can refer to and just note the changes.
Go ahead. Okay, so changes from last week on page 9, section 5, driveways item 2, the last sentence is changed from a turning analysis may be required to a turning analysis may be required as two words, maybe as two words. On page 9, section 7, traffic control item 1, sub item C, other signs may be required. Again, that was changed to where maybe was broken out as two words. On page 11, Travis Elliott of Ellis, Ellis, Hammonds, and Johnson, PC, had added additional verbiage to the paragraph as seen below. And that is on page 11, section 15, gated communities, sentence added to the end of the paragraph stating, quote, any petition to establish a private road as a public road shall be subject to the requirements of Chapter 228 RSMO. The administrative policies of Taney County Road and Bridge shall be subject and shall be subject to the approval of the discretion of the County Commission. I know that's been one of the big hot button topics is the gated communities. On page 13, in a discussion with Travis Elliott, he indicated that in the counties for which he works, it is typical for this only to go through the Planning and Zoning Commission as opposed to going back to the County Commission, and that was his intent. That's on Section 2 of Variance from the Minimum Standards on page 13. On page 15, on Section 8, Grades and Curves, subsection 2, is changed from L equals K times A, where L equals the length of the vertical curve, A equals the algebraic difference in the grades, and K shall be determined by the following table. Now reads L equals K times A, where L equals the length of the vertical curve, and A equals the algebraic difference in grades. K shall be determined by the following table. And so there was a slight change in one of the words there. I didn't even catch it honestly whenever I read it. Page 15, section 8, grades and curves, subsection 3, renumbered number 1 and number 3 to match formatting. Moving forward to page 16, the minimum right-of-way and roadway widths under section 9, subsection 3, subsection C, paragraph reformatted to match the remainder of the document, and spaces added between ultimate and right-of-way. Page 17, section 12, under cul-de-sac, section 1, change in formatting around the 120 feet of right-of-way and 100 feet of right-of-way to correct a topographical error that came through formatting. Page 17, section 13, driveway, section 4, table 3.12, driveway spacing. We renamed the table to section 3.13 and matched the formatting of the rest of the document. On page 20, construction approval, section 2, construction sequence, sub-item B, all trees, stumps, brush, and hedges not designated to remain was changed to included to say all trees, stumps, brush, and hedges not designated to remain. This is the change of sentence structure. Page 22, section 9, inspections, item 1, inspections, all work shall be done under the guidance set forth, was corrected to say all work shall be done under guidelines set forth. Section 23, section 11, item 1, reformatted to match the remainder of the document. Page 23, section 11, item 2, County has been capitalized in the sentence. If the work is not completed within 2 years of accepting the final plat or any extended deadline allowed by the county, Taney County may complete. On page 23, section 11, item 3, Taney County Highway Administrator or Commission, unless has been changed to Taney County Highway Administrator or the County Commission. We added the in front of the commission. Page 23, section 11, item 3, the following sentence has been added to the end of the paragraph. Any petition to establish a public road shall be subject to the requirements of Chapter 228 RSMO, the administrative policies of Taney County Road and Bridge, and shall be subject to approval in the discretion of the County Commission. Page 25, under section 1, number 2, in discussion of RSMO 67.1832. The references above noted in section 8132 and section 67.1834 are from an interim draft version of the revised road standards. Neither of the currently adopted road standards nor the proposed road standards specifically reference RSMO sections rather, these proposed road standards simply reference the Missouri Revised Statute for Utility Work in the Public Right-of-Ways. And that was per Travis's request. Page 25, section 1, utility permits, paragraph 4. In the second paragraph at the top of the right-hand column, an extraneous space was removed in the sentence that stated that sufficient bonding is reinstated by the county. Page 26, section 3, additional changes in subsection 4. Additional charge of $200 per square yard of trench. page 26, section 4, directional boring, paragraph 2, typographical error has been corrected to read, in order to prevent collapse. And that is all the changes that have been made in the last week to the road standards per Travis Elliott's request on some of the RSMO stuff and some of the verbiage. Does anybody have any further questions?
I don't. Devin, you good with it?
I'm good with it, yeah.
Scott?
Yes.
Sheila, do you have any questions?
No.
When do you want to make this effective? January 1 or immediately, or?
I'm good with immediately.
That's up to you. That's up to you. And I have an unbound copy, so it'll be for the record.
Move to adopt and enter into the record the Taney County, Missouri road standards, effective December 21st, 2020, as presented.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
That's about bound in and unbound copy.
I'm sure this will need to be put on the website, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct. I would recommend doing that just as an engineer. If I was doing development in the county, it would be great to have it on the website so I could see that. So we'll get with Devin and get an official PDF copy on the website pretty quickly.
Thank you.
Notice of renewal, Glass Recycling Services, file number 20-133, County Commission. I have a letter dated December 17, 2020, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. And notice renews the agreement for an additional 1 year from January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2021. And he approves the notice as to form.
Move to approve the renewal of glass recycling services by and between Ripple Glass and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Equipment Service Agreement, file number 20-129, Recorder. I have a letter dated December 17, 2020, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He does approve the agreement as to form. This is an agreement by and between Taney County Recorder and Missouri Document Solutions for a total price of $9,470. And the agreement also provides two preventative maintenance visits.
Is this renewing agreement that we've had in the past?
That's the way I'm reading it.
Thank you.
Move to approve the equipment service agreement by and between Taney County Recorder, Taney County, and Missouri Document Solutions.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Order for ACH of Central Bank Health Savings Account.